This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
That's going to do it. Ran with the rebound, and the Knicks with the game to win. His best of seven series is tied 1-1.
The Knicks went in there, got the win. I don't care that Jimmy Butler didn't play. I hope he doesn't play the rest of the series. I don't need to see Jimmy Butler.
It was a hard-fought game. Julius gutted it out, played tough.
No matter what, it's going to be a battle.
I thought Jalen was fantastic.
Towards the end, we made a couple more plays than they did. Came with the win.
Final score in game two. The Knicks 111, Miami 105 tonight at Madison Square Garden.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yes. We are back in this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. With all the excitement and hullabaloo around the Knicks today, their good win last night at the Garden. We've almost forgotten that today's Stump Rothenberg Day at 7:45.
No one's forgotten. Got my question locked and loaded.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
It's gonna be Knicks related, isn't it? I
popped out of bed 2:15 this morning.
2:15.
Right out and bushy tailed Stump Rothenberg today.
2:15.
Right up.
That seems too early.
Eyes wide open.
Really?
Already thinking. What kind of question am I going to ask today?
RJ, he's in the bed and out of the bed earlier than you, and he gets here well before you.
Oh, he's closer too.
2:15.
Yeah, 2:15.
That's very early. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Do you ever feel well when you get out?
Never.
Of bed?
Yeah. I have the same pep talk every single morning.
It's like, all right, let the feet hit the ground.
Get out. You got to get out of bed. Don't do it.
And then my wife's the worst.
I try not to, because once I snooze, it ends up being like two or three, and then it screws up the whole morning.
Right.
But Cass will do like the rollover. Because I don't think this is
into the cuddle.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And tries to keep me in bed, which is tough to. It's tough to.
But it feels counterintuitive, too.
Well, here's the thing, though, because I don't know if this is safe or not. I actually keep my phone under the pillow.
So what happens if you don't hear it when it goes off?
Well, I have multiple alarms, but I put it on vibrate to be respectful to my wife, because I don't want her to wake, you know, with a loud alarm.
Sure.
But I don't know if you're supposed to sleep with your cell phone under your pillow.
No,
I don't think you are. I put it in
airplane mode, though. Is that bad still?
No. The gamma rays
still?
Are going right to your head.
Still right to
right,
your head?
Right into your head, right into your brain.
I got to be honest. If they studied you, they might think you're like systematically trying to take yourself down.
I think I might be some kind of a mutant.
You should be studied, yeah.
And you're the everyman.
I put it right under the pillow so I could feel the vibration. I don't think it's probably healthy.
No, I don't think so at all.
So the way you wake up is your head is just
vibrating. he's shaking. It's like he's having tremors. All of a sudden he just starts shaking around like a bobblehead.
You're right. It works. Up every
You
time.
Know what else would work? An alarm.
Yeah, but I don't want to wake Cass up.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, I think she'll fall right back to sleep.
No, she gets very angry.
What do you mean?
Waking her up is very angry.
So you're scared of her?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I understand.
So you would rather risk your head blowing.
Yes. And your wife is so opposed to being awakened by an alarm, she would prefer you get brain cancer.
You think that's a real thing? But I put it on airplane mode. I'm shutting everything off, though, I thought.
I don't know.
Isn't that what that means?
I don't know that
it
works.
I shut the Wi-Fi off.
I don't know that it works
Bluetooth,
like that.
Bluetooth, gone. Off.
Just solely alarm.
That's it.
Okay, question for you.
Okay.
If you put the phone at the foot of the bed, like
from
on the floor, foot of the bed, and it started vibrating, you wouldn't hear it?
Yeah, but what if I kick it off the bed? That's my concern.
No. You put it on the floor of the, like,
no, I wouldn't
to the right. You wouldn't hear
by
it.
By the feet, no.
You wouldn't hear it, like,
no chance.
Joggling across
the, morning,
across,
no.
across the floor.
No, because there's a carpet there. No, there's no way. There's a rug. I wouldn't hear it. This is what I'm afraid of. I tried it. I put it on the nightstand, but I didn't hear it. I couldn't hear the vibration.
Right.
And then the loud music went off.
Right. It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, right.
I got you, babe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think the phone under the pillow where you're sleeping is the direction you want to go.
Effective, probably not healthy though.
Correct.
Right.
On both accounts.
All right.
RJ, you're a wise sage man. Do you have any advice for him?
I probably wouldn't have the vibrating phone next to your head. But whatever works for you, if you feel that you're more in danger by waking your wife up, then
But in the grand scheme of things, if it's on my leg, does it matter? It's still going the same place, no?
I mean, listen, what I do,
you also seem to have a more understanding wife.
Well, we have a pact. My alarm's going to go off one time. but it's on an end table that I have to get up to turn off. That is my... So once I'm up, I have to get up. One time.
That sounds awful, though. So full alarm blaring, and she can tolerate the one time.
It's actually music, so it's not the worst thing, but one time I have to get up. If I lay back down, it's game over. Cannot lay back down.
So that music goes off, and you are... shot out of a cannon.
Straight to the shower. I turn
like
it
you're
up.
In the military.
It's one fell swoop. I turn off the alarm, grab my towel in the shower. I'm out the door within 22 minutes of waking up.
Now, I did have this, and we'll get to the calls in just a moment. And this is terrible because Sherry's understanding, like, alarm has to go off fine. Occasionally, not often, occasionally, I won't turn it off. I'll hit snooze. And then I go into the shower.
Come on.
And then when I'm in the shower, then it goes off again.
You make it so much worse.
Yeah, and I feel very guilty about that.
Of course you should.
And I do.
I love the implication, by the way, a few minutes ago, that you accused Rick of being afraid of his wife. That implies that you're not scared of Sherry at all.
Terrified.
Yeah, wait till the brace comes off.
Terrified.
She's going to beat you with it.
But I've been doing really well.
The Egypt size brace.
Large brace. What?
You think you've earned yourself some leeway here.
You're never sure how it's going to go down, but I'm doing the best. This is as good as I can be.
Do you think there'll be an evaluation after this? Like, Dave, sit on down.
Yeah, sit on down. We have your checklist here.
Seems like an intervention.
Dishwasher, good. Laundry, fail.
How would you rate yourself 1 to 10?
1 to 10 since the injury?
Since the injury, yeah.
Or overall as
no,
a husband?
I don't want an overall since the injury.
How are your socks this week?
He's barefoot.
No, I'm not. I'm not wearing my favorite socks, but I'm getting by. I would say since the injury, I've been a good... Are we doing decimals or just whole numbers?
No, the whole numbers.
An 8.
Solid.
I think very solid.
Solid B.
I mean, I take care of the dogs almost exclusively.
Yeah.
Alarm goes off 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm up. I got them outside. Barkley. So today in our area is garbage day.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighbors put a huge, big box outside. He thought it was a bear, and at 4:10 in the morning, tried to attack.
Attacked it,
barking.
Oh no!
And I'm like, oh, Barkley, shut up! You're gonna wake everybody up. He realized it wasn't a bear. Came running back into the house for breakfast.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the life
common
I lead right now.
Common misunderstanding.
Bear box happens all the time.
At some point, I think you blame coaching though. That's under your watch.
What do you mean? He ran off.
Well, he's under your watch.
Put him on a leash.
He needs to be.
She's on the leash. Can have both on the leash. I'd be face first.
Listen, if we're gonna blame Tibbs for rotations and Gerard Gallant for the Rangers coming up short, the dogs are under your watch right now.
They're under my watch.
It's not good.
No, and I'm they are very frustrating. Let's go to some of the calls. Let's go to Angel on the highway. Angel, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good win last night for the Knicks, but if the bench plays a little better, you know, we wouldn't be in such a tight, you know, situation at the end of these games. You know, like, can the coach or, like, even the vet at the bench, can they tell these guys to, like, relax and have some fun?
It's not that easy.
Yeah. Big, huge games and big, huge stages.
Going up against really good teams. Really well-coached teams, too. I mean, don't forget, too, I mean, Josh Hart was a bench player, right? Grimes was starting. Now Josh Hart's in the starting rotation.
Correct.
And he gave you the 14 points last night. But again, the one I would point to, and Grimes has dealt with the injury and wasn't good before he got hurt anyway, but at least he's there defensively. I mean, he's one of the guys that Tibbs trusts to close out games just because he's a really good defender, is IQ. I mean, IQ, you could make the argument that IQ should have won Sixth Man of the Year. He was that good. And playoffs so far...
Hasn't been good.
No.
But it's a different animal.
Of course it is.
I mean, you see it all the time in every sport. It's almost like a different game.
Well, how about RJ Barrett in the first two games of the playoffs?
It was dreadful.
It was bad. Now, ever since.
From game 3, 4, 5, 1, and 2, different player.
Been great.
I think now you watch RJ Barrett heading into a game and you're like, yep, you know, that's my guy. Right? You're no longer thinking, are we going to get bad RJ Barrett? You've had what? 3, 5 consecutive good games from him now.
There's consistency now.
That's a big deal. It's a big deal. Nick in Woodbridge. Hi, Nick. Good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I got to give credit where it's due. I was critical of Tibbs the other day. I called in, was complaining about the rotation and complaining about, you know, guys coming off the bench. But he made a big in-game adjustment yesterday. If you notice down the stretch, as good as RJ was, he was not in the game. He did go and sub him out for Quentin Grimes. because they couldn't stop Gabe Vincent. And I thought Grimes, for what it was worth, did a really nice job the last couple minutes. Obviously, Jalen Brunson took over. But one other point, you got to give recognition to Isaiah Hartenstein. Him and Mitch were
Nick, let me interrupt you. I know I'm interrupting you, but I don't think that's fair because we led the show giving huge props to the big three, what you would call them, and Isaiah Hartenstein. Like, we gave him tremendous props on the show today.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't get the first 20 minutes. I was a little late getting up today, so I haven't heard the podcast just yet. But no, it's a great point, and it's a great win. I didn't like that we were waving Jimmy Butler out of the Garden last night. I hope that doesn't fuel some kind of monster comeback performance in Game 3. But I think the Knicks have righted the ship, and I think they can take this series in 6 or 7.
I hope so.
Jimmy Butler and his health is really the biggest X factor in the series now. With Julius back and Brunson back the extra couple days. But you saw what Jimmy Butler's capable of doing against Milwaukee.
He's elite. He's a star.
In the postseason, Jimmy Butler is elite.
He's an absolute star player.
I was actually listening
player.
To a podcast yesterday, and Jeff Teague was telling the Minnesota story. Remember that story?
Mm-mm.
Where Jimmy showed up at practice and decided that he was like trash-talking the starters and put himself into the scrimmage and said, no, I'm not playing with you guys. I'm playing with these guys. And then he destroyed the starters and then just walked out.
That was it.
I guess part of the story, though, is that so he comes in, decides he wants to play, but he's going to play with the scrubs instead of the starters. He works over the starters. Him and Karl Anthony Towns don't like each other, so he's going back and forth. And then he takes his Nike sweatsuit off, and he's got the Timberwolves jersey and shorts on, but he cut the logo. He cut the Timberwolves out of the jersey, so it's just a hole. It's just a hole in his shorts and his pants. And then they wanted a rematch because they're all pissed off now because he was going after them so hard. And then where'd he go?
He was gone.
He left.
It's like a superhero.
Yeah, but he's like yelling at the GM, "I'm him. Sign me!" Like he's just the level of compete on this guy is
he loves it. And there are certain guys that shy away from the big moment. He runs towards
relishes
the big moment.
It. Relishes it.
Loves it. Where'd he go to college? Anybody? Jimmy Butler.
Oh, my God.
Marquette.
Look at RJ.
I just heard that the other day, too.
Just stole that one right from you. Marquette. Good basketball school.
According to his father-in-law, he knows more sports than anybody. Even you.
I don't think it was meant that way.
That's the way it was taken.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever discussed that with him?
I've not. It just kind of lingers out there. It's very awkward.
It was awful. Sure. Honestly, I didn't know he felt like that about me. I didn't know he knew who I was. It was a huge shot at the wedding.
Well, you know what? I don't know if he knew at the time is that you were...
I was born here.
Stop.
I was breastfed here.
I mean, that changes a lot.
And that's going to the Thursday Open, boys and girls.
Yeah. I'm the everyman.
That one, too. Thank you, Santi. Put those both on the list.
You should, I'm telling you, I've played them. You should see these people.
No. They take it serious, right?
The round takes like 6 hours.
Finish the story! Oh, my God!
You don't treat me nice.
I don't treat you nice.
You do not treat me nice.
I brought you in grapes and bananas.
Yeah, but I was trying to accentuate that I have to wash. That I was trying to accentuate.
You have to wash the bananas.
I was trying to sometimes I like it more. I was trying to accentuate your story.
Yeah, but you were jabbing into my story.
Going back and forth.
Leave my story alone a little
volleying.
Bit.
Volleying. A nice tennis match.
Yeah. If you really loved me, you'd say, you know what, RJ, put on the Madrid Open right now.
RJ, put on the Madrid Open for David, please. I don't need to watch this, whatever the hell we're watching right now.
We're watching a man paint the...
No, this is a dog competition. This is a dog sniffing.
He's having
competition.
A man is walking a dog. And this is on ESPN, by the way.
Right.
A man is walking around a camper.
Yeah, but this is a competition for the dogs.
Drug testing dog?
With the dog having him smell every nook and cranny and now giving him treats for... Like... How do you think they pitched this up in Bristol?
How dare you? I support the company.
We couldn't get the NHL on ESPN.
Oh, that's not a camper. That's a truck.
This is what the company wants to promote. I'm all for it, all right?
So what do you think? Like there's drugs hidden somewhere in that and the dogs are supposed to...
Yeah, of course.
You want the Madrid Open? This is the drug dog open.
There's a lot of people at this thing.
I mean, God forbid we put this is brought to you by the American Kennel Club, by the way.
Right.
The gas tank had it there.
Very big deal.
It's the canine detection dog challenge.
Now the owner picks up the dog and starts hugging him now.
It's like his best friend.
Giving him treats.
I want to see a part of the competition where they chase down the guy in the protective suit.
Oh, I love that. I want to do that as a loss for one of our wagers.
How much would you pay to see Dave get attacked by a German Shepherd?
Even I would enjoy that. Oh, you want to tussle?
Just see you running away.
maybe that should be the bet this time.
Yes.
Get him to run from the German Shepherds.
I thought maybe we have RJ grow out his hair and get braids.
No. Attacked like Vogelbach. See what Vogelbach
did? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. When I saw it the other day, I was like, that would be a bet.
I want him attacked by a German Shepherd.
So you want whoever loses the football wager to get into that like sumo suit, run down the street with a like a piece of prime rib in your pocket, and the dog attacks you.
Attacks you.
I would love that.
I would love it.
Ray, you in?
You get tackled by the German Shepherd.
Ray, you in?
Listen, if you could guarantee that nobody gets mauled to death, I think you could do it.
RJ, you in?
You know what? I actually love that idea.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. That's it. Now, what would have to have happened is someone who has a trained attack dog.
Well, cops will do it.
They would do it?
Yeah, I'm sure the NYPD would help out.
Could be some kind of waiver you'd have to sign for that,
Of course. Yeah,
it was right after my jugular.
Or we get tased. Someone gets tased.
No, you could die.
No.
Yes, you can.
I'm not shooting you in the heart.
You can have a heart attack and die.
Shooting in the stomach.
I'd prefer not to be tased.
Pepper spray.
Pepper spray? You go blind. How is that the idea of a great thing? Pepper spray.
I think it's fun ideas.
That's not a fun idea.
I'm just juggling ideas.
No, the dog's a great idea. We all agree. Now he's the guy at the party. He's always got to take it one step further.
Tased and pepper spray.
Jesus.
What's next? You got to play in traffic?
Juggling. Frogger on Columbus.
No. We have it. The dogs. You put a prime rib right in your back pocket. You run down the street in one of those big fat suits. And two dogs run after you.
Spring you down.
I'd be so terrified with every pick I make this year. Oh my God.
Is he going to be okay?
No, I don't know.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been to a concert a long time.
Well, I can't even tell you the last time I went to a concert.
So you haven't been to a movie or a concert in years?
Years.
We went to Billy Joel over the pandemic at some point.
That might have been Billy Joel. Might have been the last concert.
I love Billy Joel. He's like the one artist I could. I know he plays monthly at the Garden. If you told me you get me tickets every month, I think I'd go every month.
I think I would go.
He's
nice little night out with the wife.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
you know every song
and you know what to expect.
You know it's going to be good. You know people are going to be into it. It's not a wild, outrageous crowd. It's just great stuff.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. Yeah, you're not going to be disappointed.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. So I know you want this. I don't really want this. I guess Brian Baldinger, he's the guy that has the pinky that's like crazy.
His fingers are all mangled, yeah.
So I guess he was doing a podcast and he said he has heard from league sources. And the schedule comes out a week from tomorrow. Giants, Jets, that opening Monday night game.
I heard that.
I don't want it.
Oh, you don't want to get smashed week
one? Yeah, no, I don't want it.
Oh, why? You should want to catch us early.
I don't want it.
You don't want to catch us early?
No, I'd rather give me week 9, 1 o'clock. I don't need to be national television, yeah, a big spectacle around this thing. Tell you what, I'll be there.
I want everyone to see it.
Tell you what, I will be
there.
I
want everyone to see it.
You better hope to God you guys win that game.
Oh, we're going
to
win that game.
RJ, I have a question. 1-800-919-3776. See, I can't ask Raymond the question. So, RJ, I have a question for you.
Sure.
The way he's been acting lately. Mm-hmm. Take that into account as well.
Yep.
Jets-Giants week 1. Monday Night Football. ESPN. Who are you rooting for?
You know, it's a good question.
I know.
I think a lot will play out over the next couple of months. Basically, whoever is more tolerable between the two of you, I would say.
He's already intolerable.
I'm the nicer of the two of
us. He's already insufferable.
Listen. Yeah, but the line is a lot closer than you think. A lot closer.
Well, I've done nothing but be optimistic and positive towards you, RJ. Well, I'm always a good friend when it comes to your team.
You are. Here's the problem with what Ray said. Ray just finds, that tells me he just generally finds you insufferable.
Well, I think to Ray, I probably am way more than I am to either of the two of you guys. But I never give the Jets a hard time. I'm always very complimentary.
Yeah, but
to your
that's
Jets.
Fine. But you're nasty to Raymond all the time. All you do is pick on the him and his Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I hate the Cowboys.
Right. Okay. So finally, I have an opportunity to swing it a little bit, and you're offended.
Yeah, because I don't think it's necessary.
It's going to happen. That's going to be the game.
You think it's going to be Giants Jets Monday night, September 11th? Oh,
right.
God.
And I'm going to smack you around.
I'm going to be no, it's going to be Giants. I'm gonna, don't you get
coming on Tuesday? And I'm going to be just the absolute worst. The worst.
I'm not coming in Tuesday.
No,
then.
You'll come in
Giants
Tuesday.
Giants lose, I'm not coming
no,
in.
You'll be in Tuesday.
No.
I might come in full Jets gear.
I might come right from the game. How's that?
You won't do that.
You don't know what I'll do.
You don't have the...
I might walk back from the Meadowlands straight through the Lincoln Tunnel to the studios if the Giants win that game.
You'd have to duct tape the easy pass to your forehead.
No, I think if you walk through the tunnel, I think it's just understood. Just go right through.
Just go right through.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll get very far.
I've seen you walk. No chance. You'd miss the show. You would make it.
I'm a very good walker.
You won't need the suit. They'll send the dogs after you right then and there.
I think that's implying that you're just portly, is what he said.
Yeah, that was the implication, yeah.
I don't think it was.
No, I was just saying that the canines will go out.
How many miles is that?
And the
8 miles, maybe? You don't think I could walk from midnight to 5 in the morning 8 miles?
No. No.
Are you out of your mind?
I don't think it's possible.
Bet me.
You can't wash your own socks.
So? But the dryer and washing machine, very complex.
How many miles is it, Raymond, from MetLife to the studio?
It's got to be at least 10 miles.
10 miles?
Away. It's got to be.
You think it's 10?
There's no chance. 100%
I could do
it. No, you can barely get through a show without drinking 5 bottles of water. You'd probably be dehydrated.
You're supposed to hydrate. I'm sitting here speaking for a living.
So it's 10 miles.
No chance.
You pay me and I'll do it.
I don't want to pay you.
Well, why not? I don't want to do it for fun.
You pay me
and I'll do it.
9 miles.
Well, no. You said you were going to do it after we beat the crap out of you.
No, I said after we beat you.
Well, no. You're not going to beat us.
So you think.
No,
You better. Brian Dable's going to be game planning.
I don't know what's happening.
Jalen Hines going to run right past you.
Was that a cigar, by the way? Did you see the video of Brian Dable?
Yes.
It was a cigar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People thought it was a pipe or something.
No, I don't care what he's doing. He wanted to taste the cigar in his mouth.
Yeah.
I don't care what he's doing. Nathaniel Hackett, have you seen him lately?
Yeah. I'm terrified of him. Oh, God. Please don't let Nathaniel Hackett
close personal
call the
relationship
plays.
To
it's
Aaron.
Great. It's great.
Yeah.
If he brings any of the Russell Wilson-led Broncos last year, I'm terrified.
Right.
Yeah, Kayvon Thibodeau will be just smashing all over Aaron Rodgers.
What do you like to put on your wings?
Your turnstile of a left tackle.
A little sauce. You ever heard of Sauce Gardner? How about that one? Yeah, Daniel Jones would be having nightmares.
D-Waller!
Daniel Jones would be having nightmares. Nightmares. How about Quinnen Williams? All up in your kitchen.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to that game, and I'm going to bring Alex to that game.
No.
And you guys aren't going
to
know what hit you.
I'm going to take Alex to the training camp, and he's going to be a Jets fan.
No, we already discussed it.
No, no.
He's welcome to go.
No.
He's not welcome to switch allegiances.
I'll have Aaron change
in
a second.
You know why? Because I'm the everyman.
No, you're not. Aaron Rodgers, this is Alex. Oh, Jets fan.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to absolutely make me hate the Jets this year. Yes, you are.
No.
You're going to be so insufferable and so obnoxious that you're going to make me hate the Jets.
No, the Jets are going to be good, and it's going to scare you to death.
I'm a little nervous.
And then we're gonna smash.
See, I'm excited.
You.
I'm excited for you. I'm a little nervous to play them because I don't want to lose to the Jets. You honestly better hope to God you beat the Giants.
Yeah, but you would think that. I mean, if you were actually thinking about this as a sane individual, week one would be the time you'd want to play them.
I don't want it to be on such a big stage.
Yeah, but that's the time you would want to play a team with a new quarterback And then the offense learning a new system.
See, even Big Mars, he says, I'm a diehard Jets fan, but if Rick continues acting like this, I'm not listening to the show after losses. We haven't played a single minute with Rodgers, and Rick already sounds like an obnoxious Patriots fan. Please stop, Rick. Don't make our fan base hateable.
See, here we go.
This is what you're doing.
Why can't we just embrace it?
So you're going to embrace
everyone being wants to be liked.
Being the big bully.
I just want to be liked by everybody. Let's just, I mean, embrace the fact we get Aaron Rodgers, would you? It might be only 1 year. Cherish it. I'm going to cherish it.
You should cherish it. Mean you have to be obnoxious about it.
I'm not being obnoxious. I'm confident.
So now you turn into a Cowboys fan?
No, I'm not a Cowboys fan. They pretend like they're going to win.
Be like RJ. Look at RJ. RJ's a gentleman of a fan.
Stop.
A gentleman. His team wins. He comes in. He's kind. He's not obnoxious. Doesn't rub it in your face.
Not to us. To his other friends. You don't get the real RJ here.
You don't think so?
No, this is business, RJ.
No, I think this is...
You
can't fake who you are at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No. Let me tell you what... RJ is a mullet.
A hairstyle? Yeah,
we're getting the front of it. We're getting the business cut of the mullet. When he goes home and he talks to his Rochester buddies, back of the mullet.
So. RJ, do we get full, true, genuine RJ Santillo on this show?
I keep it between the lanes of the bowling alley, you know? There's a...
And you're running down the gutter when it's your friends. Is that what you're saying?
Not so much anymore, yeah.
Well, stop it. The real RJ was the one where, who's going to throw you, Dave? Crane. Without even thinking about it. That's the real RJ.
That's the real RJ?
Yes. That wasn't nice. I feel bad about that.
No,
That was Rochester RJ.
It's how you feel about me.
That's the guy who says, strike.
That's that the strike version.
That's the strike version.
Yeah, what's not in the drop.
It looked like a strike.
And I said, did you say strike? He's like, no.
No.
He defended it to the hilt.
That's how he says it.
I was wrong.
But you don't say strike as common practice.
No,
you just,
I say strike. But
that's
Listen, I had a moment.
Okay.
I have a lot of moments lately. Homered, first ever three-game hit.
Yes.
I'm breaking down.
Ever three-game hit. Yasmin, Jersey. Hi, Yasmin. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great game last night. The Garden was rocking. I loved it. It brought me back, you know, back to 99. Now, my point was the role players are supposed to be, you know, great at home and, you know, so-so on the road. But where's Quickly? Where's Grimes? I'm sorry, but we're not going to win this series if this keeps up.
It's been disappointing. You're not wrong. I mean, Quickly has been, you know, he's had one game in the postseason. He's been good. Grimes has not been good. Toppin last night, I don't think, scored a point. So you're not wrong. You need your bench players to produce more. Or you need your big-time players to go bananas.
Which they did yesterday.
That kind of happened yesterday. Yep. Brunson, great. Randall, very good. Hart was excellent. And R.J. Barrett was excellent.
And Brunson, second half. Yeah, I mean, 79 combined points between those three.
Right. And then Josh Hart has one assist shy of a triple-double, like it all.
10 points in the fourth, yeah.
The only starter that wasn't very good was Mitchell Robinson.
The early foul trouble was, yeah.
And that second foul was, he has to be smarter than that.
But give Leon Rose credit. I mean, bringing in Hartenstein.
It's been a great move. At least I kind of laughed at that. I'm like, this is what you're bringing in? You know what? He's been a tremendous addition to this team.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
On Thursday, June 1, which is what? I think it's 4 weeks from tomorrow. Thursday, June 1, we're going to be out and about. Let me explain to you. You can hang with us all day long. We're going to start our day broadcasting live from Publicans in Manhasset, 6 to 10 o'clock in the morning, the regular show, right? It's going to be an on-scene observations and did it happen in Florida. Then we're going to hit Citi Field parking lot for a tailgate right around 11 o'clock in the morning, all leading into the game, 1 o'clock against the Philadelphia Phillies. Bryce Harper now back for the Phillies as well. So spend the day with us Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset, then over to Citi Field for DiPietro and Rothenberg's tailgate with all sorts of giveaways and prizes and goodies. It's going to be great. We're headed to the game and sitting in section 128. So get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN. You see what the Phillies did last night?
I did.
They got crushed.
See what Bryce Harper did?
Did not.
No. Didn't do anything.
Nothing?
No.
Well, they got destroyed.
You tell the people what I just did during the break?
I did not, but
tell
I will.
What I did.
So RJ walks in with a handful of grapes, and he says, "Dave, let me throw one into your mouth, and you catch it like a seal,
like a porpoise."
And I said, "No, I don't want it. I don't want your handheld grape to be thrown into my." I'm sorry, you know, I'm still not over the whole pandemic, and still not really a handshaker.
Not an everyman.
And I'm an everyman. And I didn't want him to throw a grape across the room into my mouth. And of course, you being like the child, you're like, I'll do it. So RJ lines up a good 10 feet away.
At least.
A good 10 feet away. And I had zero confidence this ended in a completion. Throws it and you adjust beautifully. Catch the grape right in your mouth.
It's like a hibachi meal for this guy.
It was very well done. It was very impressive. I take my hat off to you.
Thank you.
Good job by you. And your thrower was good too.
Yeah.
RJ threw, you throw a nice grape, RJ.
I appreciate that. I'd say it's like I overspun my curveball a little bit. Like it dove a little more than I would have liked. But Rick,
cat-like.
Yeah, the north to south adjustment. You could see why the man was held in such high regard in the hockey world.
It's like what an apple would feel like in a normal person's hand.
I mean, you see?
What? Why?
What?
What? Why?
I thought we had a moment.
Though. I'm just trying to let people know how big the grape was.
It was a good-sized grape.
Yeah, it was a nice-sized grape.
Yeah, but you can say it was an extra-large grape as opposed to mocking the guy's
size. I'm trying to give you a
visual. Size.
I'm trying to paint
thereof.
A picture.
Why do you do that?
Because this is what the radio medium is. It's I got to paint a picture with my words.
So if you said it was if you think of a normal size grape, it was twice the size of that, doesn't work.
Yeah, but I'm giving you the grape and RJ's hand size at the same time.
Right. So what you're doing and what it necessitates you do all the time is you praise yourself and take shots at what you consider to be a diminutive person.
No, that was what I like to call a verbal Scorsese is what that was.
Oh, really?
Yes.
A verbal Scorsese?
Yes.
So you were painting, right. How about a verbal Picasso?
Right. Anything, you name it.
A Renoir. Okay. Yes. Rembrandt.
I'm just trying to let people know. Some nice stuff happened during the break, and people should
and really RJ, I'm sure it. The next time you could take a shot at me or Rick, you'll take it right at me.
Nope. I was actually, I was just going to say, you asked a question earlier. Now I have an answer. As of now, rooting for the Giants.
I got him. I'm gonna get one fan at a time.
See, we should have, if we were on television, we could have like an RJ meter. And it goes up and down depending on who's like Jets on one side,
currying favor with him. Yes.
Oh, there's still 2 hours to go. Dave will make fun of me. It'll go back.
No, I will not. I don't make fun of you.
You do all the time.
Not really. He does.
You don't even realize.
Okay. What was the last time I made fun of you?
Yesterday, you yelled at me in the talkback.
That's different. I was in a way yesterday. Yesterday, I was not of sound mind. You can't blame me for yesterday.
You yelled at religious officials yesterday as well.
What are religious officials?
You're talking about when you're going for the. When you're talking about the reading for your son.
I mean, oh, no. I yelled at my wife about the rabbi. I didn't yell at the rabbi.
Yeah, yesterday was...
Yesterday, I was in a way. It was a very bad day for me yesterday. But you understand why.
I do.
Now you're making excuses. RJ, delicious grape you picked, by the way.
Oh, here we go.
No, he picked the nice ones. Delicious.
Well, but they're all nice.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the grapes.
Trying to be nice to RJ. What do you want me to do?
All right. Can we get into the Yankees for a couple minutes before we get to Seth Rothenberg? That's a big win. That's a big win because they're down 2-0 and it's getting late in that game. And what's this guy's name? Bibby? I guess it was pronounced differently, but it looked like it's Bibby. And he's
because you have no respect for the man. He's only in Major League Baseball.
I have tremendous respect
for
Bibby.
Zero respect.
Well, how do you say his name?
It just doesn't.
You don't even know.
No, it's incumbent. Good word on you.
Why me?
Watch the game.
Yeah, I saw he got hit with a line drive and threw the ball over the first baseman's head. Then they had to check
you're
and see if it was
the
okay.
Lead here.
I don't know how to say his name.
It doesn't matter what his name is said, how it's said. You're burying the lead. There's only one name you need to pronounce, and it's Volpe. That's it.
That home run was big.
Huge.
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 Yeah. Once they tied it at 2, you felt like it settled in and they were going to be okay. Rizzo with a big hit. I can't overstate how important I think that win was for the Yankees last night. Really. I think that
giant
is a
win.
Huge win. Because now you'd be 9.5 out. You'd have lost again.
A Cole start, more importantly.
A Cole start. You have Clark Schmidt on the mound today, and then you go to Tampa for the weekend. That was a monster victory.
With no Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Yep. And you got more bad news yesterday.
With Rodon.
Yep.
I mean,
a couple, too, because now with Trevino, who we said was going to go see this.
Tommy John.
We said he was going to be done.
So he's done.
Right, he's done, Tommy John.
Right.
Loizaga got the surgery to get the bone chip up.
So he's August at best.
And then Rodon, who the hell knows at this point.
So now he's going to almost be shut down now.
Well, it's because the back now, I mean, it started as, as an arm issue that he pitched through last season. But now because of the back, how does that affect his mechanics? If his mechanics are compromised because of the back, that now affects his arm negatively. So we can't have that happen.
And he didn't even have a back issue.
No.
Like, it was an arm issue. That was supposedly solved. That's a non-issue. Now he comes here, couldn't make the start because of the, what was bothering him originally? It wasn't the back originally. The back wasn't.
Back is a byproduct of whatever the hell it was. Like, this is new.
So now the back is bothering him, and now there's no timetable on his return. No. So we're what today? May 3rd?
May 3rd.
So when am I going to get this guy back? June? If maybe. I told you right now, June 15th, over under, where are you going?
Ooh, I would probably say over at the moment.
You saying over?
I'm saying over that.
So you don't think we see him
I mean, it's going to take him. It takes 6 weeks to get ramped up.
So are we going to see him?
If he's done throwing now because his back, and if his back's bothering him, it's going to affect his mechanics, which could, I mean, hurt his arm
and
more.
You know back injuries.
Yeah.
Those things can linger, right? You'll start with the cortisone shot, and then, you know, God forbid, you actually eventually need surgery. But, I mean, this is terrible.
Well, they've done tests, so, I mean, that's what makes it even kind of more troubling is, like, you've done tests, everything looks okay.
So they can't find anything?
I guess.
But he's saying the back is bothering him? You got to take him at his word. You can't say, no, I'm sorry. You got to go out there and pitch.
But another guy who's dealt with, I mean, last couple years he stayed healthy, but he has had a history of not.
It's bad. I mean, he's your big high-priced free agent.
He is your prized free agent signing.
And you've got nothing out of him, and now it looks like you're at the point where you're not going to get anything out of him for quite some time.
But remember, he came in to pitch in October.
You're not going to get to October.
That's the problem. You got to get to October.
I mean, division's already hanging in the balance. Tampa hates you. So you're going to go
despises
into Tampa.
You.
You're going to go into Tampa, and you're not going to have Judge. They'd love nothing more than to take like an 8.5 game lead and bump it up to 11.5.
Yeah, step right on your throat.
Right on your throat.
You got to see them twice here.
Well, you see them three this weekend and then four next weekend,
and then
right?
Four next weekend.
Right. So first you're down at Tampa, and hopefully Judge is back by the second set against Tampa.
Very exciting time in the DPHR household, though.
Why?
Well, because you know how...
Well, Cassie and the family is Rays fans.
So you get them four against the Yankees and four against the Mets. And three against the Mets, excuse me. So plenty of opportunities to take the kids to a game. She's very excited.
And how many games will you go to?
How much say do I have?
They come to Citi Field?
Yeah.
So you got to go to it.
16, 17, and 18.
16, 17, and 18.
Thursday's a 1:10 start.
That's Thursday.
The 18th, 1:10 start.
So it's Thursday. No, so it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
No, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yes. That's what I said,
so it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? No, it's Tuesday,
Well, because you asked me, I just told you. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
16th, 17th, 18th.
18th, 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
I mean, that's perfect for you.
Perfect. I also got Sunday, the 14th, against the Yankees at 1:35.
That's locked in or no?
No, but that's another
opportunity. That's the stadium.
Yeah, that's another opportunity.
Just ask your guy. Kay will just set you up.
Yeah, well, no, this is going to be multiple people. This is a big, there's
like,
lots.
Like this is a gathering?
Yeah, no, I don't know, gathering. This isn't like a
over under 8.5.
Over.
Over 8.5.
Yeah.
Father-in-law in town for this?
Yep.
Oh.
And mother-in-law.
Okay. Well, I figure they come together, right? That's a lot of people.
We got Milo's communion this weekend.
Oh, this is big. I wasn't invited to that.
It's very
RJ,
small.
You get an invitation very to the small. Communion?
No.
Only family. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put the pressure on you. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't invited to your 50th.
Well, I'd like to get him something.
No.
I'd like to.
He doesn't need anything. He's
maybe
fine.
Like a nice jersey?
He's not a jersey guy.
He's not a jersey guy?
Rocco's the jersey guy.
What makes Milo tick?
What makes Milo tick? That's a great question. There's a lot of things that make him tick. I don't know. Jersey's probably not
if
the top
If he opened
of the list.
Up a package and it was what, would he be like, Dad, guess what the guy's got me?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Black and white cookies.
No, he does like the black and white cookies.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, it's delicious. Let me think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to set you down the wrong road.
Okay. Because I want him to open it and be wowed.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
It's very nice of you.
Well, I care for my life.
Thank
you. I only want good things for him. So, and a big weekend for him. So, again, really, I don't want to undersell it. That's a big win for them last night. You lose a game with Cole on the mound, and it didn't look great. And you know what the great thing about Gerrit Cole is?
He grinded through it.
I didn't think he was great last night.
No. Nope.
He did not have great command, and he said, you know what? I'm going to figure out a way to get this done, and to his credit, he got this done. That's a big boy start.
Yeah, I mean, he gave you six innings. I think it was runners in five of the six innings. So, he grinded his way through it. More importantly, the Yankees are 7-0 in Gerrit Cole starts. Which is, I mean, we've talked about this. When the team is struggling to score runs, you need your ace to show up and give you a chance. And it didn't seem great. I mean, the two runs seemed, at this point,
it seemed daunting, didn't it?
But Volpe hits the home run, gets them going, And then, you know, also the play he made at second base when Wandy Peralta spikes the throw, he makes a great scoop at second, stolen bases.
That was a he took so much time on that throw, and it was a terrible throw.
He kind of fell down as he was throwing.
That was a bad play by him, though.
Yeah, it wasn't great. But they found a way. I mean, that's really what they got to do at this point is, I mean, just tread water as long as they can.
I totally
agree.
Reinforced. Just find a way to kind of see another day. Now you see today, and today's a tough matchup, right? Because you have Schmidt against Bieber, I believe.
Have you looked at Clark Schmidt's numbers against lefties?
I had not, but you were mentioning it before. What are lefties hitting against this guy?
Clark Schmidt against lefties is not exactly what you want. They are hitting a .396 with an OPS of 1260. Not great.
That's not good at all.
It's not good at all.
No.
No.
So you don't have great confidence in him.
No, it was good for Willie Calhoun in a big home run last night.
Big shot from him.
Yeah.
Bullpen good.
Yeah, bullpen, Michael King good.
King was excellent. Do you think there's any chance?
Yes.
You do. Do you think King could take that role over?
Yeah, I mean, if Clay Holmes can't figure it out, of course.
How much more leash do you give Clay Holmes?
I think you would like to see him, because of the versatility of King, I think you'd like to see Clay Holmes try to figure it out.
Right, and King can kind of come in as a long guy or short guy or use him however you'd like.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's fair. You ready?
Stump Rothenberg, always ready.
It's time. RJ, you ready? Look at you. You said, I just caught him. He's picking grapes. Picking them.
I thought
the vine.
I thought I had a moment there.
You have a moment. Go ahead. Pick your grapes.
All right.
Pick your grapes. Go ahead, Raymond.
He knows sports.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS 4-7, by the way.
All right, Stump Rothenberg, another edition. We'll get back to the Knicks right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, 1-800-919-3776. We start as we always do. We bring him in, Andy and Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning to the goalie and the guru. How are you, boys?
We're doing pretty well. Yesterday, not so well. Today, much better.
All right. Well, under Rick's philosophy of I'm saving it for later, today's question is, there are three active pitchers with 300 or more saves. Name all three.
More than 300 saves.
Chapman, no?
One.
Kenley Jansen, how many does he have?
Who might?
That's two.
Yes.
You're good.
Fire!
300.
I gave you two.
I know. Do you know the third? Are you babying me?
A little bit.
So you know the third?
Yeah, you can get it. Andy, I appreciate you being nice today, too. That was unexpected.
It's a once-a-week type of thing.
Yeah. 300 saves. Fernando Rodney's not still pitching, is he?
No.
Okay. Does he have a weird stance when he gets into his delivery?
All right.
Craig Kimbrell.
Bang.
Well done. Good start.
All right.
Good question.
You really won that day.
He usually has awful questions, but that was a good one.
You like that one?
Yeah, it was a good question.
Those guys are all over the place.
I would ask somebody that question, though. I mean, I could ask somebody that question.
That's not a bad. Like, that I think is the genesis of Stump Rothenberg. If when the question is over, you say to yourself, you know what? I'd like to ask that question to somebody else. Now you have a winning question. Let's go to Connor in East Meadow. Good morning, Connor. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning. What's up, guys? So, Dave.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the three NFL teams that have never had the first overall pick in the draft?
Have the Eagles? How can we go all the way back?
I have the current names of the teams.
Seahawks.
That's one.
Now, the Broncos traded for the top overall selection.
Yeah, Denver Broncos, that's two.
Yeah. Now, are we considering the Browns and Ravens to be one team, or are the Ravens a completely separate team?
That's it. The Ravens.
That's it?
You got it, Dave.
Okay. Because the Browns had the top overall selection, but the Ravens never have. So there you have it.
And they chose Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Yeah, that worked out. That's not great. So that's 2-0.
Buccaneers new quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
You see, at what point do you think teams start losing games on purpose to get Caleb Williams?
They're probably already thinking about it.
Yeah, I would think so. Let's go to Justin and Mattawan. We're 2-0, Justin, and you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hi, good morning, guys. My question is, who is the only player to win three straight Super Bowls?
I thought it was either Drew or Preston Pearson. Does that sound right, Raymond, or no?
The player to win three straight Super Bowls?
Yeah.
I know the answer to this question.
Ooh, Raymond.
I know the answer.
You knew
question.
It on your own?
Yes.
Wow. And I'm not right with that.
It's not one of those.
It's not it.
Charles Haley?
You're on the right track.
Ken Norton.
Ken Norton Jr.
Okay. So I guess I kind of got it right, right? Justin, yeah. Do I get credit for that or no?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. You worked your way there.
Worked my way there. But I took a couple of shots in the dark before I...
Yeah, but you can kind of... I mean, that was just kind of you just feeling your way through it.
Ken Norton. I had his dad on my radio show back
in the
day.
You've told us before.
I don't think I've ever told you that. I don't think so. Yeah. Let's go to Max in Brooklyn. Max, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning. My question is, who are the only three players in NFL history to be the number one overall pick, win league MVP, and win a Super Bowl MVP?
It's a good question. I would ask this question.
So it's top overall pick.
First overall pick, league MVP, Super Bowl MVP.
That's right.
Tony Dorsett was not. Top overall pick, Super Bowl MVP, league MVP. John Elway?
John Elway is one.
Peyton, no.
Peyton, top
Peyton
overall
Manning.
Pick. Yep.
Yes.
Peyton Manning. How many did you say there are?
There's three.
So there's one more?
Yes.
Max, you seem like you're so enthusiastic this morning, Max.
Well, it's early for him. Super Bowl MVP.
That's what he said.
So top overall pick. The league MVP. Who? I mean, you got to be great, great. League. I mean, Brett Favre, no. Ray, was Tony Dorsett the top overall selection?
I think Tony Dorsett was number two in his class.
He was not the top pick?
Either way, he wasn't Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, so he's never been Super Bowl MVP. All right, so let's... Staubach was not one. Montana was not a first-round pick.
Yeah, Tony Dorsett was second overall.
Second overall?
So.
Emmitt Smith was not the top pick.
Nope.
Could it be Troy Aikman? He was a top pick. No, you don't think so?
He was number one overall.
Was he an NFL MVP, though?
But he was not an
NFL. Yeah, probably not.
No.
We got Elway.
We need a first overall
pick.
Got
Peyton.
I got Peyton, yeah.
It's not Eli.
Nope. What's holding you up right now? The MVP, the regular season MVP?
I think all of it's holding me up.
Yeah, regular season MVP.
Was Terry Bradshaw ever regular season MVP? Because he's definitely in the top pick. He was the Super Bowl MVP. I'm going to... God. I'm going to go Terry Bradshaw, final answer.
Yeah, that's the third.
Boom. Yes. Where do you go to college? Anybody? Anybody. Not a Power 5 school.
Anybody.
Was he a Louisiana Tech guy?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you, Raymond.
You really know what,
Raymond? You continue to show how smart you are. It's going to make it that much better when you have to call me coach for a whole week.
Wow.
And then Chandler's going to call me daddy.
Very smug.
Here he goes.
Very smug,
and I'm going right up the ranks. Let's hear your question there.
Oh, I have a great question.
Okay.
Mine is more topical. So Anthony Volpe, we were just talking about him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You're great at your job. 10 for 10.
Stolen bases.
Yeah. Can you tell me who has the most?
Let me tell you what the question is going to be.
What is it?
Most steals consecutively to start a career.
No, not to start a career. Just most consecutive steals without being thrown out.
Oh, ever?
Ever. Not to start a career.
So does it have to be to start the season?
No, just most consecutive stolen base attempts without being thrown out. I don't need the number, just the player.
Mm-hmm. Did they mention this during the Yankees game?
Nope. did this all
Davey,
on my own.
Vince Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. That's nice.
Real nice.
That's nice. All right, let's go Steve in New Rochelle. Steve, we're undefeated, I think, here. Yeah. Steve, go ahead. What do you got?
You're undefeated, and I've got a Seinfeld sports question for you right in your wheelhouse.
The Mets.
Well, the Mets are involved.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a big Mets fan on that show. And in real life.
It is a three-part question.
Oh, God.
And it's an easy, medium, and hard. Okay.
All right.
June 14th, 1987, a costly Keith Hernandez error ruined the day for Newman and Kramer.
Yeah.
Who spit on Kramer?
Okay.
Who were the Mets playing? And how many runs did Hernandez's error yield?
All right. Roger McDowell was the spitter.
Yes. That is the easy.
Yeah.
It's a multi-layered question.
It really is.
What's three?
So what was it? So the spitter
we got.
What were the other two questions?
Who were they playing?
Okay. And then how many runs did the error cost the Mets?
And I think he says it cost us six runs. I don't remember the 6 runs in the ninth inning or something like that. And that, my friends, was one magical loogie. Who are they playing?
You have to envision Newman telling the story. June 14th, 1987, Mets, and then he says who they were playing.
All I can think of is Dodgers, but I don't think it's the Dodgers. This is pre-interleague play. It's got to be a National League team.
It is a National League team.
Yeah. I don't know. That's Vandelay Industries too, isn't it?
I don't think it's the same episode.
Is it not? June 14th, 1997.
It's the one where Kramer and Newman end up
and then they went out to score five runs. Was it five runs? Five runs in the ninth inning.
You are correct. I'm going to give you that one. Five runs. That's what I consider to be the hard one.
It's not the Expos, and they were still the Expos. I don't know it. It's Dodgers or Phillies for some reason. I don't know. You have no idea, right? I'm going to guess the Phillies, but it's a guess.
June 14th, 1987, Mets Phillies. A crucial Keith Hernandez error opened the floodgates to a 5-run ninth.
Let's go.
Our day was ruined.
Steve, I just wowed you. Because I didn't really know it, and I thought my way through it. That right there, that's a win for me.
That's solid.
That's a win for me.
Three-parter.
Yeah? Yeah. We knew McDowell was the spitter.
Yeah,
because they always thought it was Hernandez, yeah. And then he told the story of no, and Roger McDowell was the spitter. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York. RJ, what do you want to do? Take one more? Is there one that kind of rings true to you? Do you want to go right to the five-pack? You tell me.
I think we can do some five-pack action.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
And then we'll get right back to the Knicks, I think.
That's right. So these are current NBA players.
All right.
They've been in the league for a minute. I'm not going to throw any Austin Reeves at you.
Florida, I believe, in Oklahoma State.
is either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State.
Savant.
Maybe Oklahoma.
I trust your judgment.
Yep.
So current players in the NBA playoffs. Malcolm Brogdon.
University of Virginia.
That would be correct. Udonis Haslam.
University of Florida.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Come on. I'm a Biggie's guy. Nova. Wasn't he the MVP of the Final Four?
Had a big shot.
The big ragu.
I think even Rick will get this.
But what does that mean? What big shot did Dante DiVincenzo hit?
For Villanova.
No, that was not DiVincenzo.
Not to win the title.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, no, that was the...
What
is his name?
I can't even think of his name. Chris Jenkins.
Chris Jenkins. KRS. KRIS.
Yes.
Kevin Love.
UCLA.
There you go.
Oh,
my God. It makes me so moved.
I told you.
You have a chance.
Very empowering.
I think you have a chance at this one as mm-hmm. well. P.J. Tucker.
We know that some people think they're... In the Big Ten.
It's not funny.
It could be a Big Ten school. Midwestern. Yeah.
Texas.
Big Ten.
Texas.
No.
There you go. There you go.
Your drop got it right.
You did it. Good job by you.
I had a good Stump Rothenberg.
You had an excellent Stump Rothenberg.
I am smart.
I believe that's a undefeated edition of Stump Rothenberg. Yes.
That was really solid. It really was. Good questions, too, today.
Very good.
Very good questions.
RJ, of the questions that come in, how many are you like, no, that's an awful question. You can't get on the air. And how many are you like, you know what? It's a good, solid question. We'll put you on hold.
70% get through.
70% are good questions.
Well, yeah, I've tightened the belt a little bit in recent months. And it needed to be done.
You do a nice job.
It'd be nice if you could tighten your belt.
I don't know who that was at.
It wasn't me. What
I think you know who that was.
You don't know who it was at. It wasn't me. I mean, what do I do now? No, really, if you're continually browbeaten at work, and this is not a safe space, what am I supposed to do?
Report him.
You call
I could.
HR?
Yeah. I go right to HR. He has his meeting on Thursdays.
This is not a safe space.
It's not a safe space. It's terrible.
I don't feel safe coming to work.
No one should be treated like this in the workspace.
Well, you know what the problem would be, though? Rick would win over the HR arbitrator.
I don't think so.
And Rick, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, and Rick, the fact that he's so upset by what you're saying, how do you feel about that?
He'd be laughing at his own jokes.
He'd be negotiating with the woman.
Like he does with his vacation.
It was unbelievable. He's negotiating how many vacation days he has yesterday.
I'm right.
He wears people down, though. He always succeeds.
Your wife must be the greatest saint in the history of all time. You are impossible.
Stop.
You are so high maintenance.
Oh, my goodness.
RJ, higher maintenance,
so
me or Rick?
Rick.
You're so high. You don't even realize. You're so high maintenance, you don't even realize people think you're high maintenance.
Well, no.
You were having a conversation with yourself in the group chat about your vacation.
No, it's 4 weeks and 4 days.
No one.
You're like trying to convince you.
That was the funniest random text
that's
I've seen
in my final offer.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.